With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is hinting at another round of peace talks with Iran.
In a phone call with the New York Post, the president said a second round of talks with Iran could be happening over the next 2 days. He initially told the newspaper they would likely be held somewhere in Europe, but later suggested that they could be held again in Pakistan's capital. Last weekend's initial round of talks ended without an agreement on Iran's nuclear ambitions, which the Trump administration says is a central sticking point. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Israel and Lebanon participating in talks over ending the conflict between those two countries. Yahil Leiter, Israel's U.S. ambassador, says Lebanon deserves credit for taking part in those talks, despite pressure from Hezbollah to stay away.
We discovered today that we're on the same side of the equation. And that's the most positive thing we could have come away with. We are both united in liberating Lebanon from an occupation power dominated by Iran called Hezbollah.
The month-long war between Israel and Hezbollah has killed over 2,100 people and displaced more than 1 million, leaving Lebanon desperate for a diplomatic solution. An aviation safety bill seeking to address lessons learned from last year's mid-air collision of a jet and an Army helicopter near Washington, D.C., has been approved by the House. Lawmakers will now try to draft a compromise that will satisfy the families of 67 victims and key senators who think the bill still needs to be strengthened. On Wall Street, stocks rallying to the edge of their all-time high, crude oil prices easing. The Dow gained 0.7% on Tuesday. The Nasdaq climbed 2%. This is SRN News. Christians abroad are hoping for changes in Iran.
The country's nuclear weapons program is the reason that the U.S. and Israel launched military operations. But Iran is one of the worst persecutors of believers on earth. It ranks number 10 on Open Door's annual list of the places in the world where it's most dangerous to follow Christ. And many hope that if the regime finally falls, persecution will ease. Before the Islamic Revolution in the 1970s, Christians were a small minority, but they did not face death for their beliefs. Since then, the persecution has been deadly and relentless. Michael Harrington reporting.
Last year saw the highest level of deadly violence against Jews around the world in over three decades. 20 people were killed in anti-Semitic attacks. That's the conclusion of a new study by Tel Aviv University, which included a deadly attack at a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. Anti-Semitism has been up ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. The medical officer for the Texas summer camp where 27 girls were killed in a flood last year has testified she still has not officially reported those deaths to the state health agency that regulates camps. While the deaths of 25 campers and two teenage counselors at the all-girls Christian camp are not in question, it was unclear if the failure to report as required by state law would affect the camp's license application to reopen this summer. Golfer Sergio Garcia apologized for his tantrum during the final round of the Masters.
Garcia hit a bad tee shot on the second hole and twice slammed his driver into the turf. He also slammed the club against a bench and broke off the head. The Masters had an official issue him a code of conduct warning a few holes later. It's the first time the conduct policy has been issued at the Masters. Garcia says he respects and values everything about the Masters and Augusta National and regrets the way he acted. Bob Agner reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.